The following may not be true. Any and all illegal activities should be assumed to be the fabrications of trained improvisers and taken as entertainment. Any offensive views or opinions discussed are likely the result of an inability to process context and intention over predisposition and are not endorsed by any current or potential sponsors. In these cases, it should be assumed that the offensive material is likely the result of an emotional masochism within the observer. We assure offended parties it is not necessary to contact us in thanks. It is our pleasure to fulfill your want and need. Should the offended still feel the need to contact us, please do so at unopenedemail@yahoo.com. Thank you and enjoy. Life.
With guitar!
Here we go!
You know you're right.
927 BC. Today,
number one.
We got the Young Bucks.
Right to free speech.
Young Bucks, that's what we called them. In Iowa. In Iowa, we have deer. That's where I grew up. Iowa. And Bucks, if you don't know, are male deer. And a young buck, well, these guys are spikes. Young bloods, we'll say. We're going to call them young bloods because that's city talk. Yeah. The young Americans. Anyway, today on the show, three chaps that have been hitting the mics here in Pittsburgh in these dire times. It's still not back to normal here in the city folk situation. I don't know how it is or where you're at, but I don't know. Shit ain't normal here yet. I don't know why. I mean, I do know why, obviously. But it's weird. Like, well, for instance, myself, I'm not vaccinated because freedom. Anytime that they're... is a room full of people who agree, or at least a room full of people who are all doing the same thing, you can rest assured it's because at least one of them is just shutting up and taking it. And that's why I'm unvaccinated, guys. Not because of skirtiness. Because I don't want people to have to shut up and take it. So I'm part of the problem. And part of the problem means no consensus. And as we know, consensus is the first step to fascism. Woo! But I am being careful, guys. Look, if you're going to do stuff, like for instance, like I said, I'm not vaccinated. And this is what I was getting at. Like I'm going out and I'm seeing these guys at the mics. The three gentlemen that we have in today. Johnny Trafficante, Adrian Ashmore, and Zevon Vasquez. Now, these guys have been coming out for the better part of, well, they go through it in the episode. But at very least 4 or 5 months. And when people start in comedy, at least when I started in comedy, I don't know, it just felt like you were all going to like come together and do some shit, and it's going to be a fun thing, and there was, and we're all going to, these are the people I'm starting with, and we're all going to make it, and stuff like that. But then you realize a lot of fuckers fall out. But these three guys keep showing up, and you can kind of tell who's serious about it by who keeps showing up. And that's why I wanted to get them on the pod today. And while we were out and stuff, I guess, boy, my ADD is terrible. Self-diagnosed, of course. Who goes to a doctor to diagnose a mental disorder, right? You just post about it on in social media, and then you're diagnosed. Anyway, my ADD is off the chart. Point being is this, if you're going to make your own decisions, you got to respect other people's decisions. That's my belief. You might be a fascist. You might think that that's not cool and that you should just do whatever the fuck you want and force it on people. And that's cool, honestly, because my beliefs say that I shouldn't interfere with your beliefs. Though the non-aggression policy, should you bring your beliefs to my door, you will be met with friction. The point being this. When I'm out seeing these guys, as an unvaccinated dude, I'm wearing a mask. But no one in the bars gives a fuck. And that's fine with me. I mean, actually, some of them look at me weird. The other day, I was in West Virginia, which is Adrian's mic. He's hosting a microphone in West Virginia. And when I came in, like, three old dudes were there. And if you hadn't guessed, in West Virginia, they don't really give a fuck about COVID. So, I mean, let's be honest. It's kind of like influenza, right? You get the flu. If you're old, it might turn into what do they call that? Pneumonia. You get the old water lung, right? Something like that. The point being is, I don't know if we have to accept this, blah, 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 but these people already have. And so the guy sees me come in and he says something under his breath about blah, 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 the doctor, blah, 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 blah. I guess what I'm saying is just because I choose to walk around still wearing a mask in these densely filled situations, doesn't mean I'm not going to be find some friction. You know what I mean? I made good with the guy. I started singing some Doctor, Doctor, Give Me the News. I Got a Bad Taste of Loving You. And he ran with it because, as with most people who talk shit under their breath, when you just talk straight to their face, they get kind of humble. Maybe that's just my privilege. I am physically intimidating to some, I would say. Not all. But that being said, you have to withstand peer pressure, people. Be consistent. Figure out what you believe. If you're a fascist, go out there and fuck with people and see if you don't get punched in the face. If you're a person like me who thinks, you know, everyone should be able to do what they want as long as it doesn't interfere with others, be consistent. Like, I'm wearing this mask because I don't want to give it to some guy who doesn't give a fuck at all. You know what I mean? Because I don't know. You're right. There's no synopsis. It's all circular. Point is these three men have continued to troop through this slog of a year. And now we're moving into more than a year, actually, aren't we? Let's see here. It was March of last year. People started taking it serious. March, April, May, June, July, August. So we're looking at a year and a half almost here. And these guys keep coming out to the mics. And that's why I knew I needed to have them on the podcast. Because they seem like they're going to try it for a while. And that's worth it. And that's why I have these podcasts. To have conversations with people who are weird and that I can have a conversation with again. You ever get bored of meeting new people? Because you're not sure if they're going to be around for much longer? I mean, it's not like we're in a war and they're going to get killed and you've got to protect your emotions or whatever. But it is kind of boring. Like, you don't want to invest time and effort because, well, at least I don't, because I'm a lazy, selfish person, I guess. Yeah. Boy, I am rambling. I am rambling. Let's get into something else. Let's get into today's unofficial sponsor. Today's unofficial sponsor is XO Sauce. The long name for it is Lee Kum Kee XO Sauce. Seafood XO Sauce. But hear you me, if you go to the Asian market or you're going online to buy some stuff because you don't have an Asian market in your country town, which I support being a country town guy, you can get some XO Sauce. Because when you make Chinese food, it just tastes like soy sauce and ginger, right? That's what mine used to taste like. But then I've got introduced to some of these, we're going to call them authentic sauces. And XO might be the finest of one of them. It comes in a small box, and in the box is a jar, because they got to keep that jar safe. They're talking about shipping fucking gold from, where the hell is this stuff made? Hong Kong. Stuff traveled from Hong Kong right here to my hand, Kong. You know what I mean? And here's the thing. So when was the last time you read some American ingredients? You got your high fructose corn syrups, your something rather acids, your blah, 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 blah. Well, here's the ingredients to XO Sauce. They are as follows. As follows. Soybean oil. Dried shrimp. Number two, dried shrimp. That's not cheap. That's expensive. Anyway, number two, dried shrimp. Water dried scallops. Salt chili peppers. Chili peppers. Fermented broad bean paste. I don't know what a broad bean is. They got different vegetables in Hong Kong. Fermented broad bean paste. Water, salt, wheat flour, dehydrated garlic, sugar, yeast extract, spices, which is pretty vague, I must admit. And that's about it. But the point is this. Those sound like real words. Pretty cool, right? If you're going to buy XO Sauce, I will say this. It's potent. If you got like a 12-inch frying pan and you're making up some vegetables, you need like 2 teaspoons of XO sauce. And it's just going to give it that, what's it, flavor. You know what I mean? Today's show, XO Sauce by Lee Kumki. Lee Kumki, Seafood XO Sauce. God, before I get into any more rambling, let's just get into the segment. Today, with Johnny Traffic Conti, Adrian Ashmore, and Zevon Vasquez.
Much better sound.
Dude, that vape smells delicious. It smells like, what's the kid cereal with the pink Frankenstein on the front?
Frankenberry.
Frankenberry. It smells like Frankenberry, bro.
It does.
Or Strawberry Quick, but I mean Frankenberry.
I was going to say Strawberry. Yeah.
Frankenberry's cooler though, right?
Strawberry Quick is not as cool as Frankenberry.
That's the coolest.
So are we talking about like the latest Batman movie or what's going on?
I think so. is there a latest Batman movie for real?
I mean, kind of.
Is Batman still a man?
These days, you don't even fucking know. That's the problem, yeah. Dude, I had to deal with an Uber driver on the way here who like slowly...
You have to use the microphone.
He slowly revealed his homophobia to me when he was like, I'm talking to my girlfriend and her nephew. I don't know, man. I think he likes guys. And I'm like, I don't know what you want me to say to this.
Ew.
So are you going to date the nephew?
Yeah,
or what?
Well, when are you going to fuck your step-nephew? You pussy, come on.
Exactly, dude. Maybe he was just waiting for you to give him the go-ahead, dude.
Yeah, I don't know what I want to do, winky face.
Exactly, that's what I'm talking about. I did hear an awesome thing about... You guys probably don't even fucking remember. Do you remember Jack Nicholson, or how do you say his name?
Nicholson?
Well, one of them's a golfer, and one of them's a film actor.
The golfer, Jack Nicholson, or Jack Nicholson, the actor?
See?
Oh, well, okay.
Which one is which?
I don't know
Captain
what
Smarty Pants.
What you're trying to say?
Which one's the golfer and which one's the actor?
Oh, Nicholson is the actor.
Okay, so Jack Nicholson played the Joker a long time ago.
Yes,
and he was very good. And I guess, and this is rumors, so who knows? But I heard on a podcast. I guess he negotiated that he gets a cut of every Batman movie.
Whoa.
That was in his contract.
Genius.
Can you believe that? So he's just riding on a cloud from here on out, if that's true.
Lucky. Never rub another man's rhubarb.
Right. Yeah, that's a classic
catch
one.
Catch me sleeping.
I don't know. That might be my favorite, like...
incarnation.
It was right before the suit's got nipples, so that was pretty cool.
Yeah, yes. Suit's got nipples. That was pretty gay.
Yeah,
like my nephew.
The story I always remember was about Batman Returns. Oh.
Sorry, I don't want to interrupt you. There's drinks in here if you guys want drinks.
Oh, fuck yeah.
There's O'Gools, which are not booze. There's these two things, which are booze.
Oh,
and then there's
yeah.
also Miller High Life.
Low carb.
Oh, let me get a Miller High Life.
All right. And I'm there's failing. Miller Light.
Oh, I'll take a Miller Light.
You like the light? You can take the light? Okay.
I'll be
a baby. And you're still good. At any time, yell at me. Tell me to get you something. You know
you
what I mean?
That was
it was real nice.
Let's see if I can do the gulp. Crack.
These are
the
expensive gulp. Microphones.
It's got that. Oh,
yeah. It's just like
yeah. You sound like Barney, man.
Just start eating over the microphone. That's all that podcast has been.
What movie? I'm sorry. What podcast?
H3. Ethan Klein and his wife's podcast.
Oh yeah.
I don't know what that is.
Eating.
It's an old YouTuber who started doing a podcast.
This is why I need you guys here. The Young Bucks.
That's right.
Tell me about the internet.
Are we your like cultural dialysis machine?
I'm old.
Yeah, dude. You got to clean out all the stuff I know about AC/DC.
Aaron, on my Instagram feed. Easily Googleable shit with Aaron and his young friends.
Yeah, I'll break it down in terms you understand. They're the Robert De Niro of podcasting on YouTube.
Oh, okay. Okay.
I don't know. That's a false equivalent.
They
make a lot of mafia posts.
Yeah.
Well, honestly, all he does is hate on people.
It's kind of what he does.
What's
it called?
Brand.
H3.
Yeah. And is this a good podcast?
Yeah, it's pretty good. I mean, sometimes when he's not eating a fucking buttload of food.
And you call the guy Ethan?
Ethan.
Ethan.
And,
Ethan Klein.
Has he done anything besides
his wife hot?
The podcast?
So hot.
Yeah. But I mean, he was like YouTube-y, I'm sure, at one time, right?
Yeah, I mean, he was a big YouTube star, and they had like these really fun edits of like cool videos.
Could you talk me through one? I want to hear Zevon's rendition.
You want me to talk about
Ethan? Ethan Klein. paint a fucking picture.
Okay.
Of this thing for me.
Do you remember Adrian? Do you remember Gamer Gear?
I don't
gamer gunk gamer ginger.
I am not savvy. I'm like you. I'm an old soul. The only reason I know that podcast is solely because someone was like, "Hey, have you ever watched H3H3?"
So you learned about it by proxy.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, he would take like cringy videos and do edits with them. So like there was one, it was literally just canned air.
All right.
Right? It was literally just a product that was canned air, but it was marked way up as gamer gear. And you'd use it to like spray your keyboard. And so the whole video of his is just cutting between the video and then him putting like queso on his keyboard and being like, "I need gamer gunk, gamer ginger."
And isn't that great that that's all you used to have to do to get famous?
Yeah, before everybody started changing their genders.
Fuck you. God damn it.
Anytime an older person has any nostalgia, I just throw in like, "Yeah, and then you had to fucking be a woman."
Paying attention, they're trying to kill masculinity, but whatever, you know.
Yeah, no big deal. Dude, did you hear He-Man gets killed in the first episode, I guess, of his new show?
Oh, She-Ra? What? She-Ra and the...
I don't know. It's a new He-Man like cartoon. I didn't see anything except for this little snippet, but essentially it showed them stabbing He-Man and then being replaced by a woman.
Disgusting.
It was awesome.
What's her name?
She-Ra. Oh,
She-Ra was his girlfriend, for sure.
I thought that's the show. She-Ra.
I don't know, but I don't know. But you're our resident expert on nerd shit because heard your act.
That must feel good.
Yeah, that's awesome. How do you think I write half of the things I perform?
I know some nerd shit. More movies and music, though.
Yeah, I'm mostly graphic novels and comic books.
I feel like I stole your H3 something rather momentum because you brought it up for something.
Oh, no. It was because he wanted to make gulps over the microphone. And I haven't been listening to their podcast lately because literally all it is like, they're like, "All right, we're going to talk about something." And then they just all start eating over the mics. That noise.
Do you not like ASMR?
No.
You're into it?
I love it.
Dude,
it is my favorite.
Yeah, why don't you start your own like channel for ASMR?
I actually have one of these at home. I have a condenser mic with like a noise protector. I could do it.
I mean, they say make what you want to see.
Yeah, what you would want to consume.
Right, right, right.
Yeah, I think it's really cool because like they get really into it and they do like cosplay of things like Dr. Octopus tucks you into bed. And it's 40 minutes of just, like, clanking noises and what Dr. Octopus would say if you wanted to...
What?
Is it an actual video with a lot of clanking noises?
Yeah. No, it'll be like a dude dressed as Dr. Octopus with tentacles behind the green screen.
See, and you were making fun of this shit.
Yeah, I mean, I think I'm going to have to, like, start an ASMR TikTok or something.
Little did you know.
That's right, man.
It was that cool.
It sounds pretty dope to me. I'm not going to lie.
Oh, God.
I'm going to take the time to say, my name's Johnny T, by the way.
No, well, let's go ahead and go around the table. Spilling out first, Mike. Johnny, you're going to go with T?
That's what Johnny Traffic Candy, but you know, T is easy to remember.
People have got to find you on the interweb.
Oh, I got JohnnyT.com, don't you worry.
Oh, fuck. Johnny T with an H or a double N.
One H, two N's.
One H, two N's.
You know, I'm not a J-O-N like some kind of asshole.
I feel like you should have made it simple because you're trying to be found.
Fair enough.
This is not witness protection.
Johnny's. Yeah, that's right. It's like, it's Johnny.
Johnny T's looks good enough.
Now, the
like
H
a restaurant
has to be capital. It's case sensitive.
It's two N's and a long
You won't
y.
find me anywhere if you don't look that way.
With the Y that fucks the.
Dude, oh my God. Ass. Fancy. It's a the I.
Classy.
Oh, classy. Classy with a Y that goes around and
fucks the L up the ass.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah.
All right. So, with the classy L coming around.
Oh, I'm Adrian Ashmore.
Adrian Ashmore, our West Virginia friend.
Yeah.
We let him in.
Yeah, I know. Thank you. I appreciate that. And I didn't drink a Miller High Life. Isn't that a miracle?
You didn't?
Yeah, I got a Miller Lite. You would think I'd
Oh, right, right, because of the West Virginia connection. Yes.
Yeah, it's like...
Because their things are so nice there, and they drink champagne.
Yeah, honestly.
Champagne and beers.
Yeah.
Sorry. And finally...
Don Draper himself.
Third seat.
Z. Von Vasquez.
With a Z-I.
That's
one.
Right.
I didn't know.
That's right. That's
I'd love, I love that you have the last name of a conqueror.
Oh, I do. Yeah. Yes, I do. Yes, who could ever forget Vasquez? Who were you talking... There's a Conqueror with Vasquez?
Well, there's a whole... there's like a Vasquez... Central America connection for sure.
I mean, there's...
I don't know what it is.
Conquistadors for everybody.
Right.
That's true.
There's, I know there's some mountains with Vasquez Cirque Ridge line.
True.
That's
us.
I feel like there's a Vasquez body of water. I'm just going to make that up.
You might be thinking of Velasquez, our bitter rivals.
Oh,
yeah,
right.
We've been getting confused. For them for the last 500 years.
Dirty bastards.
Yeah, it's like, no, you're thinking of those fuckers.
Well, I do thank y'all for coming out to the house and being on the Youngblood episode or whatever we're gonna call it. But I've been in comedy forever, but I've been in Pittsburgh for almost 4 years now, if you count COVID. You know what I mean? And a lot of people come and go, so I definitely didn't ask you guys on unless I thought you were sticking around for a little bit. You know what I mean?
We're not going anywhere. We don't have prospects anywhere
else. there is no one calling.
Yeah. Right. There's not a taxi waiting for us.
I can't go to Philadelphia because there are a lot of guys like me in Philadelphia.
Is that so?
A lot of wife beaters and gold chains.
Where did you pick up this Johnny Traficante, gold chain, unbuttoned shirt type of...
You know, I'll tell you, every girl's crazy, but a sharp-dressed man, that's where it comes
from. The man did pull up in a Cadillac.
God, and it barely made it through this fucking Squirrel Hill's house. Jesus Christ. You want to talk holy overheating, Batman? That was... intense.
To stay in first gear. How's it running?
You know what? I think it's more my anxiety. It's running just fine.
Yeah, okay, okay, good.
Radiator's leaking just a tad. I'm going to sell it one day, but I don't want to.
Yeah, make sure you keep it full. That's the fastest way to ruin a car is to let it overheat.
Oh, no,
yeah.
That's what all the trunk space is for fucking...
For antifreeze?
Dexcool. Brought to you by Dexcool.
Is that the sponsor for today's podcast?
It's certainly antifreeze for every podcast I can show up to.
So was your dad like a Johnny Traficante type guy, or
a little bit? My dad, not so much. My dad did. He owned a scrapyard, though. But
sounds
so
cool.
It wasn't so much him, but there were a lot of Johnny Traficante types around. They always say my cousin Jody. There we go.
That's all right.
My cousin Jody is like a Traficante who's been left in the
oven. I love a man named Jody, I'm guessing, right?
Oh, that's... Yeah, he's got...
A man named Jody.
There
are
no women in Johnny's family at all.
They're around.
They're asexual males.
It's just males and their close equivalents.
It's a big, long tree trunk. That's all it is.
Jody is... He's got catchphrases. One of my personal favorites is, ooh, yep. For no
ooh,
reason.
Ooh, yep.
This man
do it right?
About, oh yeah,
I'm going to get along with Jody.
Oh, you'd love him. He's a boss. I met him. I didn't know. My cousin Joe. I met him for the first time in 10 years at my father's funeral, and I didn't know who this guy was. But I saw him. I saw this short guy out there in a bowler hat, dressed all in black with like a white tie.
How old were you at this time?
Two pinky rings. I was 18.
Okay.
And I was like, there's another guy chain smoking camels out there with two pinky rings. I'm like, are you with the Traffic Candy Party? He's like, ah. Cuzzo. I'm like, this is a bad time for this, but...
So you walked up and basically said, hey, I've got an opening for father.
That's right. You're about the same height.
And Jody stepped right in, man.
Oh, yeah, Jody has no sense of time and place. My favorite. You walk into
a room. Love that you're a scrapyard kid, man.
Oh, I'm a Jody. I'm a scrapyard kid.
There's latchkey
sure.
kids and there's scrapyard kids.
That's right. There's latchkey kids and key fob kids. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's why I'm the voice the face and voice of a smoker. And I got into a case of... machine full of Lucky Strikes at the age of 11.
Jesus.
Sold them
Christ.
For a buck a pack, you know. All those left over was the unfiltered. Those are the...
I can't believe you were selling cigarettes for a buck a pack. No wonder people were willing to buy them from a child.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
You're absolutely right. A buck a pack. Half of them were wet too. It didn't fucking matter.
My friend's grandpa refers to normal cigarettes. He's smoked unfiltered Camels his entire life.
Of course.
So like we'd come up to him and be like, can we get a cigarette? And he's like... Or he'd ask us for a cigarette, and he'd be like, all right, but you got those pussy smokes. Mm. And he has this, like, raspy fucking...
I knew that's what was going to come out of his mouth.
Pussy smokes.
Pussy smokes.
That's how he talks. It's crazy.
Wait, he's still alive?
Yeah, he still smokes. He's, like, 78.
Still rocking the non-filters.
My
still
non-filtered. Made it to 75, rocking the non-filters to the very end.
Ugh. That sounds like a...
Do you smoke?
I used to. Okay. I was a really heavy smoker, like, two packs a day almost.
Okay, yeah. I can see that on you, but not. I didn't think any of you guys smoked cigarettes. I've never seen you smoke cigarettes. Anyway. Do you smoke cigarettes?
Yeah,
I've seen people bum off of you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sky and the whole
and he smokes soft packs. He's just like
love
me.
A soft pack.
Yeah, I don't.
What is it about the soft pack?
You get a banging off your hand. You can just pop it right in your mouth. You know, smoking's all about image.
I had no idea.
It's true. Yeah. It is.
Why not do the coolest way possible? Get a gold zip lighter. You know, go in for a penny, in for a pound.
Or you cut your normal pack into a soft pack.
Oh no, that's too far.
That's going too far. Okay, well,
that's just buy a soft pack or.
I feel like I'm listening to people talk about Yu-Gi-Oh right now. That's what it sounds like to me.
A soft pack.
You get your booster, and you find your mom goes to Target, and she gets a pack for you. And
you get some unfiltered Luckies. That's the Exodia.
Send your lungs to the Shadow Realm.
You go through your hipster phase. You just start smoking fucking Parliaments every day.
No, that's my cocaine phase.
That's what I started. That is on a cocaine Parliament phase. Parliament Menthol Lights.
The blue pack.
Well,
is
for you
what
kids
like.
At home, whenever you're doing your cocaine, you can just use the recessed filter in the Parliament, scoop it in your bag of cocaine when no one's looking, get yourself a nice little bumpski.
That was always the folklore. Have you ever seen a Parliament cigarette, Zevon? You look a little confused.
It's like this, but then there's an end of paper that has no filter in it.
Essentially, there's a little hollow spot in the end of the filter.
Mm-hmm.
He's saying that you can use it for bumps. I would never condone such an activity.
Yeah, it'd be kind of gross.
I was told, actually, that originally, they put a very small mint in the end of every cigarette so that you could smoke your cigarette. And then you would have a mint afterwards.
Oh.
How cool is that?
Filters?
Yeah, but then it would probably taste horrible.
You don't smoke it through the mint, dipshit. You take it. Why
would people smoke mint?
But when they were creating it, I'm sure they were like, listen, you take it, the mint's already in the end, and when you're done with your cigarette, you just bite it off, and the mint's in your mouth. But it tastes like dog shit, so they stop doing it.
Yeah. That might be true.
It might very well be true.
Just hide from everyone that you're smoking. It's not going to work.
Parliament's always looked classy, like a classy car.
They burn too fast.
They burn too fast.
That's insane for a cocaine cigarette. They burn so fast.
Well, that's probably why.
You got to go 100s. From one to the other. Yep. Yeah. Makes sense.
That's it. I'm taking it. You didn't grow up in a scrapyard, Zevon?
No, I did not. I grew up in the forest. I grew up in a planned community outside of Houston called The Woodlands.
A planned community. So basically like a suburb that all came up at once.
Exactly. Yeah, yeah. So everything is like completely laid out on this, like, not really a grid, but you know, it's all kind of laid out.
It's like swervy roads.
Exactly. But every cul-de-sac is named the same thing.
I've been in 100 of these.
Yeah, Grogan's Point, Grogan's Mill, Millvale, Mill, not really, but you know, Sodus.
Mill. Yeah.
Mill, Wood Place. Yeah.
Millie Vanilli.
Exactly. Yeah. I grew up there with a bunch of, you know, rich assholes. And I wasn't...
Outside of Houston?
Yeah. Yeah.
I didn't take it for a Texan. I don't know why.
It's because I don't sound like it.
I don't sound like it, son.
I used to... I wish that I had that voice. I wish I had that, like, you know, sorry.
Beans is what's for dinner.
I got a bunch of family down in Texas, so this is near Houston, north or south of it?
North.
All right.
North. All right. And it's, I mean, it's weird when people talk about Houston because they think about, like, horses and the desert and you know, cowboys. And for me, I think about that shit, but, like, because I'm from Houston, that's not what Texas is to me. Texas is swamp ass and Spanish.
Yeah,
that's, you know.
It is swampy as hell.
It's eating a taco while a crocodile bites you.
Yeah, the northern part is what you see all the movies about.
Exactly. I mean, that's, like, the cool part. Well,
I think Galveston is, like, pretty... I mean, granted, it's like Florida, but it's still pretty cool in that way.
Do you say that? All I think is fucking brown water and red fat people. That's all I think.
Exactly. That's your heaven, Adrian.
That's what I think.
I want to go to San Antonio. I have a bunch of friends down
there. San Antonio's cool.
They all sound like you.
Yeah, they do.
I was like, I want to go out and like walk around like in the woods and stuff. And they're like, you know how close to the border we are? There's like border patrol. Like,
yep. Yeah.
I'm brown, you're white, you're good. I'm not going in the woods over there, dude. I'm like, okay, that's reasonable. Reasonable thing to say.
That's true. They don't want to get freaking drug out by ICE. Is that what you're trying to say?
Yeah, even though they're like, you know, citizens be getting drug out by ICE all the time anyways. So.
Yeah.
I can't believe you never picked up a y'all.
I do say y'all.
Okay.
I do say y'all.
Y'all is simple. And that makes a lot of sense. I kind of fought it at first because my aunt grew up in the Midwest and moved down there. And like she went from... plain like movie star type of English, you know, where you're just plain as shit to being like, hey, y'all, come back now, you hear?
Some people do. Some people do. Yeah, my sister sounds like she's like from California-ish. She kind of has like this like twang, whiny, bitch-ass way of talking. I don't like my sister that much. But
I see you speak so fondly of
her. Yeah.
Whiny, stupid bitch way of talking.
Yeah, I was stupid. I don't know. I go back and forth
talking
on her.
Talking about her stupid bitch face. Yeah, stupid bitch. Fucking.
My mom loves it.
Yeah, fuck it. But no, I think the way I speak is because I insist on saying everything super accurately. So like I enunciate everything. I really am a stickler for pronunciation, for making sure every word comes out a certain way, and that's why I don't have any regional accents.
Do you have a background in acting?
No. No, I did improv for like a year.
He's just anal.
He must
hate I'm not an actor. I'm just anal retentive.
He must hate me doing stand-up because every time I'm stumbling through words.
I was fucking some bitch the other day.
Well, you stopped getting hammered beforehand, which is nice.
Yeah.
That might help.
It does help. You don't want to get dependent on being hammered.
Yeah. Because
your performance won't you can't max out your performance hammered. Sometimes, no, every once in a while, you get a great moment, and then if you watch or listen to it with sober, you're like, nah, it wasn't as great.
Well, what happened was, like, I was doing it and drinking and getting really fucked up. Like, before I started doing comedy, I rarely drank. Like, very rarely. Mm-hmm. And, like, as soon as I, like, I'd, like, had to go to the hospital for something, so I was on a bunch of antibiotics and shit, and you can't drink on antibiotics. So then I came to Scarps.
I don't know if
like,
that's true.
Yeah, I don't know. They say
I think it's.
I don't know.
Painkillers. Tell the story. That's fine.
I don't know. The antibiotics, I guess, don't work if you drink or whatever. So I went to Scarps like the day I got out of the hospital.
That's an NA.
And
you want a regular beer?
Like as soon as I got out of the hospital, I go to Scarps and I fucking perform for the first time sober, and I'm like, I'm gonna fucking do terrible. Like, for sure. And that was the only time I've ever done well at Scarf.
Oh, really?
That was the only time. So.
It's amazing that you can, like, remember your next joke every once in a while. When
It's incredible how clear your mind is.
It's a big That's my biggest freaking hurdle is segue from one to the next. You know what I mean? Once I get in, like, a full sentence into a joke, I can tell you the whole joke. But I have to have something to load up.
The connective tissue.
Yeah, whatever it is.
Yeah.
I'm trying to work on a 10, and I'm, like, trying to weave something in common with all of these jokes that are just set up punch, and it's like I'm so fucked. Like, just thinking about it, I'm like, well, I'm probably really fucked then, because like
you can grab a whole that thing and just manhandle
it like that.
Where you want it to.
I like this setup. Yeah, it's cool.
It took a little trial and error, but it's pretty cheap, with the exception of this main recorder.
How much is the recorder?
Well, now they have... It might be coming down in price because now they have a Zoom H8.
Ooh, okay.
And this is a Zoom H6, which at the time was like the fanciest one they had, and I got this for $400.
Damn.
But it's basically an entire studio in the palm of your hand.
Gotcha.
So
I like it.
Yeah, it's got all kinds of stuff going on, and I can take it places. Like, I can throw this and my 3-foot cords in my little carrying satchel, you know, and bring a whole podcast studio with me.
That's smart. I have an audio interface, and it's only got one outlet.
Yeah.
But that's basically, well, one for the speaker, one for the headphones.
And even when you have an audio interface, you can only record 2 tracks unless you're a guy who goes and gets a specialized computer, because each computer is set up for audio left and right, stereo.
Yeah.
And each of those is technically a separate track.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So this is great because I record it. And I can use this as an audio interface. Like I said, this thing it was expensive, but it was the one thing I actually dropped money on, you know, in this whole studio. The rest of it, I mean, you can tell this is just fucking sheet plywood. And
I appreciate it.
I got this freaking marble thing, which was, originally I had these arms clamped to the table. And then anytime anybody would like drag their hands or anything like that, it would fuck it all up. So I got this big piece of marble for free because I was doing a kitchen.
That's smart. Yeah, and then you have insulating material.
Yeah, and then there's... Yeah, exactly. There's shock absorbers underneath.
Plus, it looks like a fucking terrified, flipped over deer kicking its legs right before death.
It does look like some sort of...
Yeah, like some creep, some like crab.
Yeah.
Tragic skeleton, it does.
Tragic skeleton, that's a good...
Yeah.
Punk something. Rock band?
Yeah.
No, that's a fucking deathcore band.
That's a deathcore band?
Yeah, they're like really getting
into it. Sounds like emo
it.
What metal.
What kind of music do you listen to, Adrian?
Oh, God.
Wu-Tang. He's got a Wu-Tang shirt on.
So, that is true. I have like... I'm not even trying to be one of those dickheads who are like, I have such a good music taste, but like, I literally listen to everything.
But seriously.
I listen to everything, really. Like, I'm really into 90s hip hop, like 60s rock, like fucking Woody Guthrie, like folk country.
Oh, okay. Wow. Okay.
Like Billie Holiday.
You're a music snob a little bit.
Yeah, just a little.
But you don't like this new kid stuff?
I don't really listen to pop. I hate pop music and like pop rock and pop. Anything pop is like no bueno. And I don't really like anything from the 80s, but I have been getting into like 80s synth pop because I went on a date with a girl and she was like, this is all we're going to fucking listen to.
Oh, dude. There's some cool. There's some cool ones out there, man. Yeah. What's her name? Taylor Swift's 1980 whatever album.
Oh, yeah.
There's a couple of songs on that that are real 80s throwback, like style-wise, that are fucking kick-ass pop songs. And then there's a band called Empire of the Sun. I don't know if you know them.
Oh, I know them. Yeah. Well, I listen to them. That's like totally indie pop.
Yeah,
you
but
know?
It's totally like 80s like club type.
Yeah.
Like meets disco, meets the 20-aughts or whatever.
Well, the Aussies are good at that. Like Australians, like they
Is that who they are, Aussies?
Yeah. They really, like Empire of the Sun, Cut Copy. That I mean, we're living in like an 80s renaissance right now.
Agreed.
Like, that sound is huge.
And neon.
Yeah, neon.
Or as they called it back in the day, glow.
Glow, yeah.
Which reminds me, I have this wonderful 80s jacket for sale that I mistakenly bought in the wrong size and I cannot get rid of. It is a Gucci...
If you need to plug your eBay page.
I'll give it to you for a solid $350. I paid $350 for it. I'll give you it for $350. Okay. That's all I'm asking.
Dude, I'll give you $100 and a hand job.
Yeah, I will give you $100 to not give me a hand job.
Does Tropicana have $250 worth of dick? Is that the...
I was hoping.
I can't believe you.
I just want the jacket.
What? Did you say it doesn't fit, or why do you like it?
Well, you see.
Who buys a $350 coat to try the fucker on?
European sizes. Italian 48 is not the same as an American 48.
Yeah, well.
You ordered a $350 coat over the internet, non-refundable?
I'm a smart man.
I know why. The jacket couldn't fit your big-ass brain.
That's right.
I could lose all the weight in the world. My chest is just not going to fit in this.
That's true, man. Because you're broad in the shoulders.
Yeah, you got
in an 80s renaissance. I'm telling you, come fall, this thing is going to be flying off the shelves. Now's your anyways.
Oh my gosh.
So how do you feel about Springsteen? Is the real question.
I honestly fucking hate Springsteen.
You know what, Adrian? I never cared for any of your opinions, anyways.
I'm sorry. I hate his whole shtick about like I'm a working class guy, even though he's rich as fuck.
That's the only thing I hate about Springsteen.
His music is good. I will give him that. I never really liked him, honestly.
You're talking about Born in the USA, Springsteen, which was like early 80s. He's gone through several evolutions since then.
And not a single one caught my attention. And I was alive the whole time. So that tells you how fucking good they were. I went to Springsteen and Bob Dylan in a baseball park. I didn't pay, thank God. I just laid in the outfield past the fence and listened to the whole concert, and they both... blue.
Yeah, but Dylan.
Bill Cosby was better.
I stagehanded for Dylan.
Dr. Cos. Put some respect on that name. He's a free man.
Honorary doctor. Yeah, that's true.
He walks out of jail. Hey, what's up, motherfuckers?
I think he did that. I think he honestly said, hey.
That's exactly what he did.
I'm trying to...
So funny.
I'm trying to go to law
so
school.
Terrible.
Or finish up my poli sci major, and that is just a shining. You're going to study that case for a long time.
Oh yeah, they got off on double jeopardy. I think is what it was.
It was double. It's insane. Well, yeah. What happened was that the prosecutor essentially years ago he testified. He had this testimony that was like kind of damning or something like that, and he struck up a deal where that would be sealed forever.
Right.
Yes, the new prosecutor in the new case decided, oh, fuck that, we're going to use it anyway. And he had this Johnny Cochran-esque team of lawyers that dug this up.
Essentially, they said that if you fess up... During a civil suit for cash, we won't use any of the things you say against you in court.
Oh, sick.
And then later on, they did. So basically, like, I think, and I don't know, but he could have like confessed everything he did since he was like... A little tater tot, you know what I mean?
A little tater tot, dude.
He could never
a little rapey tater tot.
He's like, I'm fucking Quaaludes.
I think the issue was that at the time, the testimony wasn't quite damning enough for them to do much with it besides the civil suit. So they...
I think he's lost a lot of money in civil suits for sure.
Oh well, no shit.
Well, what happened to Cosby? Like let's
who's
let's,
this Cosby guy?
Whoa. Can we take a step back?
Who are we talking about?
No, what happened to Cosby for him to do that? Like who? Who showed him like sex, or who molested him, or like what happened?
Oh, like it why is he a thing?
I'm a racist.
I'm gonna answer your question here.
He's probably a racist too.
He probably is.
The answer lies in the fact that he still, to this day, doesn't repent at all or apologize. He doesn't fundamentally understand what he did wrong. He thinks he's a victim of sexual politics nowadays.
Yeah, he does. He says basically, me and these chicks took recreational drugs and fucked, and that's what he says over and over.
He's talking about like the nightclub era. Like, yeah, that's just what we did. Took Quaaludes and partied. Like he does not understand.
That people have to be conscious enough to speak to have sex with. Yeah.
Hey, back in the 70s, it was all monosyllables. We didn't.
Oh my gosh.
We didn't give a shit. If you got into the double digits of words, you was killing the vibe. All right, is what I'm trying to say.
At the record show, that's Zevon doing that impression, not me. Or
that's
me,
right. Or
I'm doing my Cosby.
I'm doing my best to represent a rapist. Okay,
you sounded more like Cosby than I did.
Yeah, Cosby is like no button box.
Oh, that's the old what I was trying to say. Listen up, Theo. I'm trying to get you.
Rudy,
would you just shut the hell up and drink your drink?
I don't know. Aren't you thirsty, dear? Yeah.
All right, I think I redeemed myself on that Cosby.
Yeah.
Okay,
Joe. You paid the cost to be the cause.
you have to, unfortunately.
But okay, but a question is Idris Elba gonna play him in his biopic?
Oh no, it'll be fucking what's his name, dude? He was
William Smith.
No,
Kevin Hart.
He's the other Iron
Dave
Man.
Dave Chappelle. He knows about the parallel life.
He's War Machine in the Iron Man movies.
Oh, Don Cheadle.
Don Cheadle's taken everybody's jobs. Don Cheadle is apparently the only black actor in Hollywood other than Idris Elba.
L. Jackson, excuse like, you.
All the other actors are just him running fast.
What do I know Don Cheadle in?
He was in Ocean's 11.
Okay.
Johnny is visibly rolling his eyes.
You don't like it.
No, he was in. He's in so much. Let me tell you.
He's
something.
In so much. Go ahead. Because I can't think of any at the moment.
He's played.
To think of War Machine. That's it.
Did he play James Brown?
War Machine. Is that the...
Nah. War Machine is Black Iron Man.
He was Power, Jamie. I think. Or was it
so
the
there's like an Iron Man of all kinds of Iron Mans, aren't there? There's Russian Iron Man, there's Black Iron Man.
Anybody who... Yeah, I mean, he's Iron Man's buddy who he gave him like a loaner suit to.
He's like, you want to use my suit, bro? My super suit? I'll put guns on it.
Oh, dude, I was doing
general,
Captain America.
Yeah.
Iron Man, different.
There's a Black Captain America?
Yeah,
I know. I know exactly what you're talking about now.
Yeah,
but no. Is there a Black Captain America?
I mean, Falcon technically, but I meant like separate.
Falcon from the old school cartoons or comics?
Yeah, he would have been. Yeah. Falcon's an old dude.
He played Sammy Davis Jr. at one point in the HBO rap.
Jesus Christ, are you going back in the 80s for your references me?
No, that's where I recognize him from. He played Sammy Davis Jr.
Okay, well,
he thought he played James Brown, but. Two different genres.
No. Dude, talk about people who came through some shit. James Brown, whew. I don't even want to know what crimes that man committed.
No, James Brown has there's this show, I don't even remember what it's on, but it's called Tales from the Tour Bus, and they tell stories. It's like musicians telling stories about going on tour with like incredible people. So like one of them is James Brown like hated doing drugs. This is before he did drugs, and
right, classic.
They're outside and like
he never touched stuff.
Yeah, right before he went stuff. Right down turns the out fucking I love it. Crap shoot. Yeah, he like hated it. He
is
was
this
fired.
What everyone's talking about?
It turns bad feelings into good ones.
So they're outside smoking a joint, and like they put a sheet of acid, like 20 hits or something, into a fucking smoothie with like an orange smoothie or something.
Oh, Christ.
And then James Brown walks out, and they're all passing it around, drinking it. And he goes, "Oh, let me get a sip of that." And then he grabs it and drinks the entire fucking drink.
Oh God.
Yeah, and then he goes on stage and it's just fucking dancing and just like
being
fucking James
Brown.
And
did that break him? And that when after that he was off to the races?
Well, no, they said like they were like the next day he was like, "You're all fucking fired."
I think he was finally arrested I don't know, one of his low points was that, like, he was driving on flat tires with a loaded shotgun, like yes. in a police
yes.
chase.
Yes.
And people are like, okay, this guy, he was like high on crack, I think.
Yeah. Oh, yes. Was, James Brown was fucking insane. Like,
oh, yeah, dude.
There's, if you watch those stories, they're the funniest shit ever.
Cocaine is a hell of a drug.
Yeah, literally, literally. He, there's another one of, like, them, like, he comes in and, like, they all wanted a raise, so they make Bootsy Collins go in there and ask for a raise, and Bootsy Collins goes in there, and he's just, like, railing lines of cocaine, and there's just, like, naked women sitting on his lap, and he's like, hey, James, can we get a raise? And he's like, did they send you in here? He's like, well, then you get a raise. They're all fucking fired.
Pays to be brave.
Yeah, true. Apparently, dude.
That's true, man. They say the fortune favors the bold, right?
That's the right. Indeed. Saying.
That's right.
Indeed.
I need to work on that. I need to be more bold.
Me too. I'm a coward. I'm a little baby.
Goddamn coward. I've been saying that about you for years. And I've only known you for months. So.
You just got a vision of me. And you're like,
it's like, I'm someday.
That guy is some yellow-bellied bullshit.
Wait, fucking so coward. How long have you two been on the scene?
Johnny, you go first. You're an eternal being.
No, I am. I'm a character in a John Patrick Shanley play, actually. No one? Anyone? Okay.
It's. Yeah.
I'm sure there's some listeners right John now just Patrick slapping Shanley the hell out of a knee.
Wrote Doubt and Moonstruck and... never mind. Okay. Well, when did... well before Hambones closed. Like, I want to say... Hold on. I actually had to... Sometime in September,
so
September of 2019.
Okay, yeah, okay. That makes
like
sense.
August or September.
That seems about right, because this last year has been basically BS.
Yeah. I remember getting up there and telling them the first show of the year at Hambones, and it was so bad, and I brought a very pretty girl. My image in her eyes have never been the same since.
Yeah, don't bring people.
You learned that the hard way.
You guys all say that, but like every time I bring a girl, it works out in my favor, but I think that's just because I'm handsome and they like me already.
Yeah, that might be because I've seen your act. And
you're sealing the deal.
It's not good. I know.
To be candid, you'd be better off if you didn't. Like, you're still going to seal the deal anyways, and then they're determining how long they're going to stay afterwards as they watch you on stage.
Adrian, don't listen to them. If it ain't broke, don't fix it.
I mean, I guess.
If it's working for you, go for it.
It is also hilarious to watch, like, just people be like, hey. Like, the last weekend, like, a bunch of stuff transpired that was super funny, and I'm just like, okay, this is super funny.
You brought a hot girl to an open mic, you dumb bastard.
Oh.
I brought three hot girls to an open mic.
Oh, is that when you were over at the Parkway?
But I just work with them, and that was it, and then I'm about to be brought up, and they're like,
hey, you'll fuck
he
with
said
this?
Outside that he's gonna fuck two of the three of you, and I'm like... I'm a little buzzed and shit, so I'm like, well, I didn't say that, but I did say that I would feel bad fucking you because you have a fat lip. So then I just ruin all my chances.
Jesus
of
Christ, call HR now and get the chance.
Yeah, when Johnny's that telling you true. To call HR.
It is a bad time. Well, they said, "What were you trying to bang that girl?" I was like, she has a fat lip. I would feel bad. She just got punched in the face by her ex-boyfriend.
That's how you know she's a good listener.
A week later.
Oh, I see.
And that's the kind of girls that are willing to come see you.
Victims of domestic abuse.
Hey, I don't know that girl, if we're being honest. The other girl I do. So maybe I
should. Well, I'll go ahead and answer Aaron's question. I have been doing stand-up since about 2019. So I did.
You guys are about dead heat then.
Yeah. I started doing Hambones. I did maybe like 4-5 sets at Hambones. Then everything shut down. I did everything on Zoom. And then
I remember you hitting the Zoom hard during the COVID.
It was all I did. It was
I can't
all
imagine
I did.
That BS like, as your first year to have to slog through that. Ugh.
Oh yeah. Well, I mean, there's part of me that was like, am I actually doing comedy right now? And there was obviously the answer of like, no, this isn't actual stand up.
You are. You're
writing.
No, that's the thing is if when you do Zoom. You have to basically be like, okay, this is just a writing exercise.
Yeah.
You can't do any physical stuff. You can't get away with any bullshit, really, because you're competing with somebody's computer. So you have to be like the funniest person on the little
on
grid.
The computer.
Yeah, exactly. You know, you're competing with their Facebook tabs that are all open. Yeah. And so, I don't know. I mean, I count 2020 as a year of comedy because I did so much Zoom that it had to add up to something.
Well, that technical skill in itself will be advantageous from here on.
It was nice being able to, like, you know, create content, create promotional materials, you know, organize shows, that kind of thing. It sort of crosses over, but, you know, I beat myself up a lot. So, a lot of it, I'm like, oh, it didn't really count. It was bullshit, whatever. But as far as, like, the Pittsburgh scene, I started maybe, like, this February is when I started going to stuff.
Okay, so yeah, I don't even know when I started. Like 4 months ago.
Yeah, it seems like it's 4 months.
Was it Scarpazes when you first talked?
Yeah,
I was there for that. I remember that.
Yeah, it was painful.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I remember.
The second one was even more painful. I don't know. It's like you just bomb forever, and then you're like, oh, well, if I keep doing this, then
that's maybe. What they say. Hopefully they're telling the truth.
Yeah, Scarps, yeah. It's hard room. I that's why I love Scarps, because they don't give a fuck about comedy most of the time.
And well, then if you win them over, and then you feel like...
Yeah, it's a good way to teach yourself to try to be present, because a lot of us, myself included, just get... I mean, you're telling your jokes, and you don't even remember what you've said in the last 5-10 seconds. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So when a crowd doesn't give a fuck, then you got to kind of be present to get them to give a fuck.
Yeah, you got to go from moment to moment.
Yeah. Yeah. Very true.
Yeah, I've noticed that, honestly. I don't know.
Scarps, God bless, though. It's a great show.
It is a
great
time.
Best wings in town. Always someone's birthday in there. What more can you ask for?
Listeners, if you're ever in Pittsburgh, go to Scarpaces.
I'm at Washington.
Yeah, it's probably the highest bar in Pittsburgh.
Yeah.
Altitude wise, I
would
say.
It is
when Izzy's there. Inside baseball.
Little inside baseball. Shout out to Izzy. Zing. Izzy for real.
No,
he is, guys.
No.
Seen him.
Fuck him. He forgot my weed last time. Fucking.
He was the first guy I ever bought weed from.
Really?
Put me on 3 hours in the show, too. I was sitting there just white knuckling a club soda, like, Izzy, come on.
Well, Izzy's problem is he does like 3 minutes between everyone's set.
Oh, no, yeah. No, the crowd loves him, but it destroys
It's not his problem. That's your problem.
See, my problem is that he does.
That's true.
He'll decide to give everyone 5 minutes, and just so you go up there ready to do three, and you just run out of shit that you have prepared. Yeah, you start like, oh, you know, I had this joke about.
Well, Johnny, do you have 5 minutes? I mean,
oh, you know, I have a solid hour actually.
Zevon's finally getting in the shitting on people train.
There we go.
Yeah,
I'm mean now, guys.
That's right. Yeah,
I put my toe on the train on Friday because I was like, Trevor just shit on me. I'm gonna shit on him big.
No,
and then I did a terrible job, and then I was on stage, and I was just like, oh,
like
that
sucks. Like the hosts, that's a terrible idea.
Yeah, it is.
Corey,
it is.
God help the man that takes on Corey.
Mm-hmm. I've been trying. I'll get there one
day. Yeah, keep going for it. Keep walking right into that.
Dude, honestly, at first I was like, oh, dude.
Make another beard joke. I'm sure he's not heard of that before.
I know.
It doesn't matter because you're not. If you're concentrating on beating him, you're going to lose. You have to win the crowd.
True.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I guess that's you guys. So then I just got to be like, hey, what do you guys think?
Yeah, take shit on me.
I can guarantee a guy who wears, like, Mario bib overalls to the open mics and comes from the little West Virginia town that you come from has taken and given some shit. So,
yeah.
I've
taken.
He's just another one of them guys that does that.
He's a mark.
And I'm not
a mark ass buster.
And I'm not calling him a hater. Because that's like a warrior's mentality. Like, you're training each other to be more resilient because you know there's no real threat between the two of you.
That's a good point.
Yeah, that's definitely great. How like his thing is for sure.
Yeah.
And like, and I didn't get that at first, but that was just like, well, damn, are these guys hating that I'm new or is it just like,
they're using that for sure.
That was it. That was all they were using. And then I realized it's like if I just keep coming and trying to do comedy.
Indifference is the worst response possible.
Dude, when no one has anything to say about you.
Sean Fulton has gotten so much shit from Corey. He's lucky you showed up. Distracted.
Really?
Yeah, dude.
Oh, shit.
And Liz, oh, God bless Liz. She's one of the strongest out there.
Yeah, I was like, there's really hot girls.
Jesus
here.
Christ. That was fucking hot. Why is there a spark flying out of something behind you, dude?
Well, the light bulb just busted.
No, it's still on.
It's still going.
It was just like a...
You know, we'll figure it out.
I put my fucking cap on.
I'm definitely going to turn them off when we leave.
James A. Traffic can't turn it off.
Yeah.
That was so distracting.
No, Liz takes it on. I'm going to marry that woman one day. She's an absolute sweetheart. I love Liz.
Yeah, she's a champ. She really hilarious. Is.
For real. She said, be a fucking man.
That's right.
She's the perfect Lady Macbeth.
I tell you what, if Liz had the twisties and was in the Olympics, she'd go up there and break her fucking neck before she quit.
Oh, my God.
I know she would. She used to be a what do they call? Not a gymnast, but what do they call like the cheerleaders that aren't cheerleaders?
Oh, color guard.
No, like the flippy team around thing.
Dance team.
Sure. Oh,
Flippy boys.
High steppers.
Sure. We'll just say
gymnastics.
It's that. Well, no, because it's actually like a cheerleading type situation. You know what I mean? Like
do they have flags?
I don't know. But either way, she used to go compete on these team gymnastics, we'll call them, and stuff like that. And I know she's performed on a broken ankle before.
Yeah, so, my sister did that shit. My sister
was an open mic once. It was wonderful.
Yeah. What?
She brought those her teammates to an open mic once. It was wonderful.
Like, okay. I didn't see that one, but yeah. I'll take your word for it.
I love you more, Zevon.
Wait, so do you guys want to hear my weird little backstory?
No.
Of course we do.
Yeah. Anybody else got one? No, of course. Come on now.
Okay, all right. So I was born in Washington, Pennsylvania.
Oh, holy shit. Right?
Where's that, east or west of the Mississippi or the Mason-Dixon?
Oh, fuck. I don't know. I smoked way too much weed on the way here for me to, like...
Triangulate
the fucking coordinates of the Mason-Dixon line right now. But, my mom and my dad, fuck it. I'll put
in
it
Pennsylvania.
On the internet. You guys are going to laugh your fucking asses off at this. My dad grew up in Texas.
Okay. Nice.
And my mom grew up in Pennsylvania. And my mom and dad are stepbrother and stepsister. They met when they were 18 years old.
Shit.
But
yes.
They were there before it was cool.
I get all this shit, right?
Now stepsister porn's right up top of your dad's
been
killing.
I know, dude, and I can't stand it.
Your mom hot at least? Is she hot?
She is a biker.
Yeah, every time.
She's a biker lesbian.
It's so funny.
I don't
like,
know. There's no nice
stepsister porn is triggering to you. That's so funny. You're like, oh, like, God.
Well, wait. Also,
Mom, Dad, stop.
Yeah, literally. So also, I didn't even realize that until I was like 14. I was like, why do I only have one set of grandparents? And great-grandparents. Mm,
that is cute.
Yeah, it was really confusing.
Well, you have more than that, though.
Well, yeah, but the other one is dead. Like, my dad's mom is, like, a Native American lady, and, like, she was wild.
Okay.
Wild. Wild woman. So, like, she ended up dying. And then my mom's dad is, like, some rich dude in Florida who lives on a golf course.
Mm.
But, like, I'm super pissed at him.
Wait. So, your mom has two parents.
Yeah, so my mom, so my dad's...
half-sister or steps? Wait.
They're steps. So my dad's dad married my mom's mom. But my mom's dad lives in Florida, and he's all rich. But I'm super hurt because, honestly, like, I researched this, that you get your little wiener from your mom's dad. So, motherfucker.
That sounds like science. It's just good science.
Yeah, it's good science. So I'm going to go down to Florida when he's, like, 90 and just kick the shit out of his ass. Where's my inheritance? You gave me a little dick. That's all I got. But yeah, so then my mom ended up being like, oh, I hate my fucking husband, and I'm a lesbian, and I always have been. And moved in with a woman in West Virginia when I was 3. And then I went to my dad's, like, over the weekends, and then I've just, like, lived in West Virginia.
But you were,
much.
Like, old school two moms.
Yeah, I was a latchkey kid, though, because my mom was like, yeah,
is
whatever.
She was busy biking
with no bike. Going to strip clubs and fucking gay bars and running gay bars. Yeah, she was living the life, but she was severely depressed and not parenting at all. So it was just like a latchkey.
Can't believe it.
Yeah, not at all, dude. But everyone's like,
why would she move to West Virginia to have
to come out as gay?
Yeah,
doesn't make much sense to me either.
I don't.
Is that why you have the biker shave the mullet to pay homage to your biker lesbian mom?
No, I think. I don't know. My sense of style is definitely the feminine in me. Like, Also, I'm like, I don't know. It's weird.
Is that your sixth sense, your superpower? Style?
I guess. I don't know. I don't, like, I would say, like, being raised by women, you are, like, you can tell when men are raised by women. Like,
you can.
Being a man that was raised by a woman.
Well, I think also they're better with chicks.
Yeah. They're also super fucking sensitive.
I would disagree.
Were you both raised by your mothers in a terrible?
I was raised by my father, and you just got to hammer into submission. That's the.
Sounds like your father's a real Cosby type.
He was a good man.
Shot of everything.
I think really, like, when I was little, like, if by some cosmic accident I had started dating when I was 10, I think I would have been really successful because that's when I was, like, still learning the lessons from my sister and my mother, because I was raised by women. Yes, by women. It's kind of weird. I thought kids were women. Maybe I make a false equivalency. I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
Something's going
we
on.
We see what you really think.
The misogyny bubbles up every now and then.
I bring it out on them.
But I think just in high school, I got, like, inculcated with a weird, like, incel mentality from all of my nerdy friends that it kind of overwrote a lot of the progress I could have made.
I mean, that definitely happened for me because, like, living in West Virginia and being, like, a super... Like, I'm not really a... I don't really identify with the left, but, like, I'm left. Mm-hmm. And, like, living in West Virginia where everyone loves fucking Trump and is racist.
Well,
like,
that's why it's easy. You're the... You know what I mean? Like, you seem to go against the grain, if I'm right. So, essentially, like, a similar... I'm sorry, I don't mean to interrupt you. You continue with your story, and then I'll pipe in with my bullshit.
Well, yeah, just, like, pretty much, like, all of those people would, like... That type of shit gets implanted in you no matter what. Like, you can hate how they act no matter... like hear it over and over again, and then, like, you'll find yourself being, like... Like, my one friend's, like, he calls it misogynist. Because he's literally fucking
dumb.
A goober, dude. Like, he's done so much acid and Xanax and, like, drinks all the time. His brain's fried.
Yeah, he's like I'm already.
Yeah, yeah. So, like, he's just all fried out, which is cool, but whatever. You know what I mean? But now he's, like, all, like, fucking old and jaded and misogynist and shit. And he's just like, I'll explain.
Who broke his heart? Who hurt him?
Exactly.
Hurt the fuck out of him. I don't want to air his business out. I mean, we're not saying anyone's name.
Yeah, you don't have to say
and
who it is.
Probably she wasn't that much in the wrong to not want to be with this misogynist.
Well, yeah.
To turn him into one.
Yeah, well, also, anyone who listens to this that knows me is going to be like, ooh. But whatever.
Who knows your act, knows you're talking about yourself,
I'm specifically going to target your zip code in the Facebook ads. So if you can write that down on your...
262. If you live in West Virginia area, you will know this person. And puts like a little fucking banner on there. Like,
want to hear some inside bullshit? There's only 40 of you who live here, so.
But yeah, that shit will just rub off on you. Like, one time we went out with like my girlfriend, and he's like, if that was my girlfriend, I wouldn't let her titties be hanging out like that. And I'm like, so one, you're staring at her tits. Like, I already know that.
We know that.
Yeah, and two, like, why would I care about that? Yeah, and then, like, the next time we went out, I was like, man, why your titties got to be hanging? I was like, never mind. Actually, I like your titties hanging out. I'm sorry. It was bubbling up.
Sounds like a win-win.
Bubbling up.
Yeah, but
it is a win-win.
The third time you go out, you're like, you get your coat on fast, you don't say goodnight to nobody.
You get your coat on fast.
Just arm up like you're about to throw a backhand the whole entire night.
Johnny is literally like, we gave an AI 400 Columbo episodes. And now this is what we have.
This is what shot out the other end.
We played Casablanca backwards and forwards to a robot 200 times.
And play it again, Sam. Don't forget to play it again, Sam. The finest Casablanca.
As time goes by.
Oh, but just in case, I do love all of my idiot friends.
Yeah.
But I will call them out on their bullshit because that's just
the... Have you always lived in that town?
I am. Yeah, I've lived there. I moved up here, so my mom was like, either, like, get out of here or pay rent. Those are your options. So I was like, I'm going to fucking college, and I'm going to start selling weed. Mm. And then I dropped out of college in, like, 2 months.
You went to film college.
Yeah, I went to the Art Institute for Film.
Nice.
When I wanted to be a music producer.
Very nice.
They literally were like, yeah, we dropped that. So then I, like, dropped out of there, and then I was just like, okay, I don't know what I want to do with my life. Lived with my sister up here for a while. And then the guy sold the house, so I had to move back home. And, yeah, I've been there ever since.
I kind of lean, because I grew up in the country, not even in a town. I was, like, outside of town, you know what I mean?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And the biggest town that I went to school in was probably about the size of yours. I don't know.
Yeah.
But regardless, now that I've been in the cities for so long, I lean into that country stuff. Because I'm always, like... leveling the scales, you know what I mean?
Yeah. Mm.
So like when I was in the country, I was, you know, standing up for this and standing up for that, being the more liberal of them. Yeah. But now that I'm in the city, I'm the more conservative of them.
Oh.
Because it's just not like those people just aren't heard here, you know what I mean?
Yeah, so, not at all. And true. It's the same way there. Like there's literally a red line in my town. Like, I don't know if you know what redlining is.
Yeah, I know what redlining is.
Tell us more, the Atlantic.
Yeah, so like there's just a big old red line, one street, like, and it's like
is there an actual
light wall?
No. I mean, like, is there an actual law that made this happen? Is there a tax bracket or something that ends on 4th Street and starts up on 5th Street? Or
no, it's just
so
like,
it's not technically redlining. It's just a segregated neighborhood.
That's where it was segregated, and then everybody stayed because that's where they grew up.
So what, like, that's what I'm asking. That's what I'm asking is like, what was the reason?
Yeah.
Oh, it's because they were black.
It was because they were black. No,
I
know black.
That. I understand that. But how did they do it? Because I'm trying to do something like this in my town.
Do you have the legislation on you?
Because you have to be very specific with the
way. I'm looking for a, what's the word, a template. Listen, I'm trying to do this.
I need real information.
Yeah, come on. None of this mamby-pamby fake shit.
Let's just call it redlining, but not get specific. Oh, okay. How am I supposed to read? Never mind.
Yeah, the one thing I can say about like the conservative stuff when you come up here, I feel like you hear more liberal points that you hear people from your hometown preaching how much that's why they hate the left. So then you come here and you hear that exact shit and you're like, oh, they're fucking right, unfortunately.
Yeah.
And then you're like, well, hey, man, like maybe if you didn't call them fucking stupid hillbillies,
they
might vote for you.
Right.
You know,
You get a lot of contempt from the left.
Yeah.
You get a lot of
get contempt in both directions, but it's just more vocal nowadays on the left.
That's true. Well, I mean, so like what will a leftist call, you know, conservative? They'll call them stupid, they'll call them redneck, they'll call them, you know, racist.
Nazi, all that shit.
Conservatives will call leftists just like mamby-pamby, pussy, snowflake.
Yeah. Soy boy. Hear that a lot.
Yeah.
You know what I was thinking the other day? Because, okay, so people, like, when they're, like, trying to undercut the other person on social media and stuff, like, to undercut conservatives, they'll say, cuz freedom, you know, to, like, reduce the person down to that.
Yeah.
But I think that conservatives could flip that and then say, believe the science, because left-leaning people will just say that and have no idea what the science is.
That's true.
Yeah. They just believe it.
Nothing is worse than a dumb leftist because they discredit like actual smart people.
Yeah,
like same's true with right wing.
Yeah, exactly.
It's the same. Like, yeah. If you were to say that the right and the left are like split in any way, I think you're fucking completely jaded. On
paper, they
look
a lot
closer
than they sound.
Yeah, I mean, they only believe like a handful of people. Yeah.
I mean, if you want to like compare the Bush and then the Obama administration and like the Middle
that's
East,
a long podcast,
that is a long podcast. But I'm just
you guys
saying,
get
like,
into the political shit right now.
It's just like,
you know, my two cents.
No, they definitely do a lot of the same thing because they're elected by the same people.
Yeah, it's just
garbage in, garbage out.
Yeah.
I am like, I don't believe in conspiracy theories, but I do have my own that like Nixon like started this
But I tell them.
Yeah, this is the only one that I think that the right has had this like game plan and act for like the past 60-ish years.
Who does?
Like ever since Nixon, just the right. Like,
go ahead.
Whoever the higher ups. So like
Roger
Nixon
Stone.
Gets elected, and Roger Stone and all of them, and then they
the man.
They just it's just Roger Stone, really. If we're being honest,
I don't know who he is. Honestly,
oh, he's like the
but
James Bond.
He's been through everything.
He gets everybody elected. He'll figure out. Like one time, he made Donald Trump run for president in the 80s, so that the other guy would lose the bid, and then Donald Trump backed out.
He's got a Nixon tattoo.
He has Nixon on his back.
That's pretty
he
dope.
Dresses like the
That's pretty dope, dude.
That's
I would not
cool.
I does. Would not, even I would never do such a thing, but if I saw somebody do such a thing, I'm like, that's commitment.
Well
you,
played.
That is commitment.
Yeah. is convicted of tampering the election, and then Donald Trump promptly pardoned him. Got away with it, riding off the sunset,
I love
getting
how, I love
right
how
now.
People
He's the man.
Don't care that the elections are tampered
is,
with. They just don't.
Unfortunately, I hate him, but
yeah, whatever.
No, I hate him? Come on. He's everything we want in America and more. He's just
he is America.
Roger, yeah. Well, that's Roger kind of my theory that just like they were like, hey, man, we need someone to get these people elected. We need people to donate the money and then we can brainwash.
The bowler hat
no one goes looking for him. He goes looking for them.
Like,
get
if you
me
ever,
Roger Stone.
Get in that position.
Do you get Prager University ads? Like,
no, but
a ton?
I know of it.
Millions of years ago, yeah.
Dude, I know of it.
I get them all the time because I live in West Virginia. I get Donald Trump ads. I'm like, dude. I'm like watching liberal politics on YouTube, and you're like, okay.
Well. Have you ever heard the other side?
Well, yeah, like literally, that's how it is. They're like, they know. They're like, this motherfucker, we're going to convert him. And it hasn't stopped for fucking 6 years.
Pretty cool. Oh, well, I think that they've tried to get you to, they try to get you to click on it because you want to.
Morbid curiosity.
Well, yeah, people, it's been shown that people. It's easier to make them angry than it is to make them happy. It just is.
That's very true.
And since it's easy to make people angry, and emotion is the number one thing that makes people engage,
yeah,
they just stick with angry.
Yeah.
Because it's just easier. You know what I mean? outrageous. That's why it's tough for us, because we're trying to write jokes. You know how hard it is to... Imagine if tonight we went to the open mic, and instead of making people laugh, we just had to piss them off. How easy would that be?
That'd be so cool.
How fucking easy would that be?
Give me five seconds.
Why can't that be what it is?
is that not what we're supposed to be doing?
Yeah, my...
Like, Johnny is like having like... He's like in the Matrix. He just got unplugged.
It's like that last scene in The Usual Suspects. He's like putting together pieces, and he's like, oh, fuck, so this whole time.
Kevin Spacey's not a cripple at all. What's going on?
I've been doing this all wrong.
I feel like that's what half of the most of the Pittsburgh comedy scene feels like my comedy is. But it's like, I don't know. I'm very into like...
Your stuff's just too intellectual, man.
Is it?
No.
I don't think so.
No.
No.
I was like, it's not at all. My jokes are fucking so stupid. That's the issue.
The worst
part about my humor, I think, is like I'm like a South Park kid.
No, you're like a Howard Stern character. Like,
am I?
Yes.
Oh fuck.
Sorry.
It hurt a little.
wait, Johnny, do me.
Oh my gosh.
I don't know. What I subscribed to, and there's no right way to do this thing, was I'd heard more than one comedian say, just take your first 2 years and write as many jokes as you can.
Yeah, I can barely write.
Don't worry
right now
about getting a tight five and getting on shows and stuff. For 2 years, just write as many jokes as you can. So that later on, when you're writing long-form jokes, you can cram little jokes into the joke.
Yeah.
That makes good advice. Yeah.
Makes a lot of sense.
Caitlin Horton gave me the best advice, I would say. She was like, don't get mad, get funnier. And I was like, okay, I'm going to go home and fucking write. And then I haven't been able to write since. Kaylee Horton.
Okay.
That was really good advice. I was like, oh, shit, dude.
The best comedy advice I ever heard is, if you want to jack off in front of a woman, ask first. And if she says yes, still don't do it. Still don't do it.
Still don't do it. That is,
and if she says yes, say, I need you to say please.
Can I get that?
That's fucking great, dude.
Can I get that in writing, please?
That's, I think, the actually from something about that.
That's Louis. That's Louis's joke about it.
Yeah. That's actually from
that. That's his quote verbatim on the matter.
Yeah.
Look, I need you to say please.
He came back, I think, the first time on Legion of Skanks, maybe, or something. I don't remember. But
he had a show. Well, I've been following this for a long time. No, I'm actually quoted in the Post-Gazette because I got fucking almost half blacked out in front of the Improv when he came back. And there was a line full of people all... It was like... It looked like they were all voting for Trump. Just a bunch of white people with something on their mind.
A bunch of white people with something. It's actually my platform next year.
But this reporter was going up and down. Like, would you like to talk about your decision to buy a ticket today? And everyone's like, no, sir. And I had hidden some fucking icy light in the bushes. I'm like, I'll talk to you about Louis. I fucking love Louis.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And did you get on TV?
No, I got misquoted in the paper. That sucks.
You should have asked them if they were on TV.
What are you, like a Spider-Man villain? Like, I misquoted in the newspaper.
No, I was.
God damn it. In the Gazette?
I was talking about persecuted artists.
Wait, you got misquoted in the...
In the Post-Gazette. Fuck that guy. That's, I don't know. If I find him, I'm fucking tying the back.
Can
I'm
we?
I bet it's like probably really easy to find him.
It's, yeah. Actually, like, I know where the Post-Gazette is.
I could fuck him up. He looked like he was mid-stick. I could fuck him up. I could fuck him up.
We will fuck him up.
Let me handle it.
Okay. Can we OJ him, though? Make it look like a gang thing?
It would have been... It'd be fun.
Only if by OJ you mean get away with it.
That's right.
That is true.
That's right.
If the condom doesn't fit.
What?
I don't know.
He was trying to do an OJ Cosby.
No, I was bringing it to a screeching halt intentionally.
The Mexican necktie.
I had a fun
Colombian.
Colombian.
Oh.
God. Just a resounding.
Jeez, Mexican. They all look the same to you, huh?
Wow. Yeah, a Mexican.
It's a different continent, dude.
Unfortunately.
A Venezuelan bow tie. Ooh. Is it different?
What is a Venezuelan? No, you got to tell me what this is.
Is that a thing?
No, that's when they take your testicles and stretch them around your neck.
Stretch
in
them
Venezuela
around?
They do this?
I'm just making this the fuck up, man.
Oh, my gosh. I love it.
That was good. That was good.
Right. You got us.
That's pretty good.
You got us.
I liked it.
I had to think for a second. I'm quick on my feet. You know, that's why they call me old Johnny on the spot. You know?
I'm trying to think. Yeah, I think that might just be because you masturbated in front of a children's center.
What? No, hold on.
The spot.
Give me 5 minutes and try that one again, Z-Bar. Come on.
Okay, fair enough.
Crafted.
Trying to think of on the spot. I'll think of something. But
there's the spot. There could be a bar named
Wait.
The spot. There
could be
spot, it could
yeah.
be. It could be.
I missed
dog.
The setup.
I said that's why
they
call
me
Johnny
on
the
spot.
Oh,
well, that's because you masturbated in front of.
children.
Maybe I should have done something with a Dalmatian. Maybe that could have been.
Yeah.
Maybe, oh, you know what? That's because you jacked off on a Dalmatian.
All right.
That's better.
It should have been an American Bulldog. They have Spuds McKenzie.
No, Dalmatian makes a lot more sense, actually.
Well, I don't know.
Are you talking about little rascals right now?
I'm talking about Spuds McKenzie.
Well, first of all, Spuds McKenzie was not a bulldog. He was
some that's true. He was really some sort of weird looking.
Oh, no, he's a bull terrier. Sorry, sorry.
Those things are stupid.
Okay, well, I think they're cool. No, I love bull terriers.
Do you have a bull terrier?
No, I'm gonna get one.
The one I knew tried to eat rocks and would headbutt things. It was just not a stupid. It was a smart. It was a dumb animal.
Probably because they're inbred severely.
They are severely inbred. They have heads shaped like footballs.
I'm trying to contribute to that. I want their whole species to suffer just so I can have a cute dog.
Just a cross-eyed thing running into walls.
I think this is how I find out that Adrian is actually a really good person.
Adrian, I don't think you're ready for a dog.
Oh, I'm not. My cat is too much, dude.
I'm surprised that cat's down here. That cat hates people.
Hey, dude.
Well, now we got its attention. It's
it likes
We're
me.
We're all staring at the cat, and the cat is backing up.
It says, fuck this,
hey,
dude.
Don't leave. Oh,
there,
he's out.
There it is.
And it's up.
There's a gray cat, though. That cat loves people. They'll be all over your shit.
It was around here.
It likes feet. It's into feet.
Yeah, all cats are into feet. It's a weird thing. I think it's I think it's because my cat lives as soon.
No, yeah, all cats are. They got a big foot thing.
Yeah, my buddy's cat's into feet. My cat's into feet. Sexy. I don't know what it is with cats, but cats like feet. I literally have like 13 pictures in my car because some girl just printed out a bunch of pictures of my cat that she took, and they're all of him laying on her shoes.
Do you just let women run your life? I'm very curious.
Why not?
I would say so.
Because they're bad planners
because of
long term.
Rugged individualism.
Well, no, I would say my deal is, like, if we're being honest. Like, it's sad, like, but whatever. Oh, my deal is, like, I go to work in the morning, go home, feed my cat, go to a mic, go hang out with a girl, go to sleep at 3 in the morning, wake up, late to work in the morning, repeat.
That sounds good. That's a perfect plan for you.
Robin Williams and Cadillac,
for
man.
Your situation.
I mean, it's great, but then it's just like...
Writing jokes in the middle somewhere.
Nowhere.
Try
that
one out.
So, like,
I'm detecting the issue here.
Like, tonight I wasn't going to go to the mic, but then I was like, well, fuck it, man. Like, I might as well. Plus, you hit me up to come up here, so...
McGrogan was at 8:30 p.m., you know, open mic night. Come on down. They get the best fucking...
Cannonsburg?
Cannonsburg, Pennsylvania.
For our Pittsburgh listeners, Cannonsburg... Just outside of town.
Heroin, yeah. USA.
Just a bit outside.
Wait, hey, that's my area. We have the most overdoses, literally, in, like, America. Yeah. Yeah.
Wow, that sucks, dude.
The safest and cheapest town in America apparently has the most overdoses.
But in Pennsylvania. But in Pennsylvania, we're talking Pennsylvania, Cannonsburg takes the cake.
Oh, it definitely takes the cake, yeah.
Makes Philadelphia look like fucking...
I didn't see any bodies
Mormon
when I was
town.
Coming to your open mic, dude.
Oh, they're definitely inside doing heroin.
See, they're not overdosing.
Yeah, I remember one time I went to my buddy's house, and his mom and his grandma were doing heroin, so I stole an ounce of weed and left.
Good move, dude.
Cannonsburg.
And then they hit me up, and they're like, hey, do you know where that weed went? And I was like, meh.
No.
Meh.
I was like, you were coherent during that? They were
you
like,
probably
you were
did
the-
something silly later. Later they were.
Yeah, like- but it's like when you were doing the heroin, she knew that I had the bag of weed. So I'm like, you can be on heroin. Falling asleep in front of me, but you remember that I rolled a joint and had the bag
last.
Right. That's right. They just had bigger problems at the time. That doesn't mean they weren't aware of what was going on.
Yeah, don't discount the mental acuity of a heroin addict.
Let's keep in mind the music that heroin has brought.
Yeah, come on.
Well, Billie Holiday.
Speaking of music, I'm curious. Is the West Virginia State song Still Someone Shall Have Their Own Vomit?
No, it should be.
Come on, just stepped on that line, Aaron.
I'm sorry.
Thank you very much.
Go.
Is the West Virginia State song still someone choking on their own vomit? I'm curious.
Oh.
Come on.
It should be, but...
Johnny, you're just a meanie.
It is.
You're a big, fat
it's just,
meanie.
It's almost
back on the
heaven.
Tracking, that's what happens.
Almost heaven. And then they're like...
Died in the Sheets parking lot.
They die in the Sheets parking lot in front of fucking 16 dudes and fucking...
The people trying to get their skull.
Yeah. Oh. Yeah, literally.
There's got to be some kind of industry down in your town. I saw some younger men pulling up in some huge trucks. Those aren't cheap.
Yeah, they...
Where do you think all their pay's going there, Aaron? Come on.
I know exactly where it's going, but they make... I'm talking, you got to make quite a bit of money to get
Home
one of
Depot
trucks.
Gift
they
cards.
They make, like, pretty good money, but I would say, like...
I'm not...
I didn't do it because it was like, I'm going to...
What do they do?
It's fracking and like pipelining and shit. Gotcha. And I just didn't want to like outsell my morals to get ahead. I wish I did, because then I could be not working a job and doing comedy full time right now. But, you know, sometimes you make mistakes
so,
in life.
So you think you wouldn't...
You think your morals are worth that much?
Well, you think you wouldn't be doing comedy if you made a lot of money?
No, he said he'd be doing it
full time. I would do more comedy if I made more money. I'd probably, if I had, I have a terrible spending habit. Like, I don't know. I've always been poor, so now I have, middle class money, and it's weird. So now I don't know how to handle middle class money. I'm like, I've never had
Roth
shit.
IRA.
I'm going to go buy blah, blah, blah. I'm going to go buy this.
No.
I don't know.
You got to make your money work for you. That's what people tell me who's
Roth
smart.
Roth IRA.
Yeah, my great grandmother always said I had champagne taste on a beer pocket.
Yeah.
That's pocketbook.
No, classic like grandma move.
Yeah.
Well, that's what Miller High Life is for. The beer champagne budget. Of beers.
We were talking about her last night. She was very Italian, by the way, and 92 years old. And I was asking my mom, I was like, why did you stop bringing me to see her right before she died? And she's like, oh, well, she just kept saying black jokes.
Oh, that's hilarious.
And I was like, what?
Was this in Pennsylvania? Because you said you were from Pennsylvania recently.
Yeah, that's the woman I respect the most. She's the nicest human ever. And my sister.
She went straight down the racist old rabbit hole.
Well, then my mom, starts. Well, no, apparently, her family was very racist, so that's why she knew all the jokes. But, my sister dated a black dude, and I remember her being like, he's so fucking handsome, Devin. The first time
Your mom's really racist and these jokes were flattering, and that's why she didn't take you around your grandma.
Yeah, that's a real thing. Maybe. But, yeah, then I was, asking her, I was like, what did she, did she say the N-word? She's like, no, your grandmother would never say the N-word. She called them blackies. I was like, whoa! No. Jesus, yikes. Grandma!
You know, Che, SNL. Michael Che.
Yeah.
So, somebody, He has a joke or something that goes, I never understood why it was so bad to say tranny. It's just shortening it up. And then, until one day, a trans person came up to me and said, well, would you want me to call you Blackie? And he's like, oh, I get it.
I think
B.J. Ogerson said, I always thought tranny was short for Tranathan.
Tranathan.
Tranathan?
Yes, Tranathan, like Jonathan.
Yeah.
I get it. Yeah,
that's good.
Wait, are you allowed? Should I laugh at my own jokes? Is that
of
how
course.
I get famous?
Why not?
Fucking Big J. Okerson and Bert Kreischer, that's all they do.
And Jimmy Fallon. Jimmy Fallon, by the
way. I love Big J, but I'm just saying, every time.
Why don't you write 15 minutes and come back to me about Big J fucking
Okay, Oprah, I'm right? sorry. That's factual.
Slam.
That's factual, but.
He's getting angry.
He goes, yeah,
yeah, yeah. That's fact, guys. Stick together.
I mean, I guess. I don't know.
Can
I like
you
Tom
help
Segura.
It?
I don't even like any skinny comics, honestly. Like a
wow.
Tom Segura
Real
guy.
Real self-loathing man.
Sebastian Maniscalco.
That is accurate.
All right, whatever.
Yeah, whatever.
He's not for everyone.
I don't want to put a kibosh because we are having a good time. I'm not going to lie. But didn't you say you had somebody you had to go pick up?
That's right. Yes, I do have to pick
somebody. And I don't want you to have to leave some person standing on the side of the road.
Oh, no. Yeah, the real divorced dad flashbacks. He's coming.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh.
He's coming, guys. I promise you.
Does anybody have anything to plug? This should be out tomorrow, day after, something like that.
Just the usual mics, you know.
Yeah, well, you got a mic you're running. Where's it starting?
Oh,
now?
Yeah. So I got a mic in Weirton, West Virginia. It's at a restaurant called Pepperoni's Restaurant Bar.
Pepperoni.
So pepperoni, but bro.
Is that what you call the...
Pepperoni.
Pepperoni, man. All right.
Is that the one you call the owner homely?
That's why I have the new mic.
That's right, because the owner was not too... happy.
Well, it sounds like they were pretty fucking homeless.
Yeah, they struck close to the...
Was it a woman?
Yeah, it was a woman. Yeah. I was really drunk. I meant to call her motherly. I was really drunk.
Both are pretty matronly.
I meant she's my matronly homie. She's my homie.
Yeah.
So you could have covered...
I could have, but I don't
just
know.
Just lean
but,
into her, start calling her a dog.
Weirton, West Virginia, 9 o'clock.
Pepperonis.
Get some pizza and brews.
Thursday nights.
Bi-weekly.
Yeah. So just guess, and you might find
it. Yeah, the 12th. the 12th and the 24th? Something math. Right. 26th. Yeah,
good.
12th and the 26th.
Fucking A. Cotton. I swear I saw your face on a poster recently, Johnny. There's nothing.
Nothing. All right,
thank
nothing
God.
Coming up.
No. Oh.
Just walked right into that one. Walked right into it and set up.
You guys can come to my showcase. My
When's
first
that?
Showcase. It's September 10th.
Where at?
Are we in the showcase now?
I'm not
you don't sure. even know.
I don't even
September
know.
September 10th.
It's just September 10th in Brooklyn.
For Avery and Ashmore.
Wait, I got something.
On the internet.
Well, he's looking that up.
Okay.
Little Lake Theater, September 20th. Weekend of September 24th, I'll be doing a Hunk the Musical, which is a hell Hunk of a show. It's based on the Ugly Duckling. It's a musical version of that, Hunk.
What's the name of the town and time?
It's Cannonsburg, Little Lake Theater.
Little Lake Theater.
I want to say the show starts at 8 p.m. every weekend September 24th to October 3rd, I want to believe.
And you're going
to
be in it every week.
Oh, I'm going to be bringing down the
house. Dude, I kind of want to go see it.
I'm
playing
like
a lounge singer frog. Yeah.
You're playing a singer?
A lounge singer frog, yes.
Do you sing?
I do.
Oh, God. I feel like I might need to go.
Really poorly. Just enough to play an animal.
Can we do acid and go watch him do this?
Yes.
You can.
It's really intimate.
You don't
want to
participate in that?
I think I'm learned everything I'm gonna from hallucinogens.
Well, yeah, but it's just for fun.
Well, no,
pick up the phone.
At a certain point, there's a deterioration.
Still come.
Yeah, there
still
is.
Come.
There is.
There's a law of diminishing returns on most things.
That's absolutely true.
Anyway, Zivon, you got anything?
I just have my weekly mic on Thursday nights.
Oh, yeah, Mario.
Yeah, at 8 at Mario's in Oakland.
Booyah, GMO. Oakland.
Fucking poppin'.
Pittsburgh.
And if you're in the Pittsburgh area, go see Colin Chamberlain this Wednesday, Thursday at the Improv. Mm-hmm. He is a local boy. Was he ever around when you guys were coming up?
I didn't know him personally, no.
Him and Ray Zawatney moved out to NYC shortly before you guys started. But, I mean, we used to see them at all the open mics and stuff. Now he's recording an hour at the Improv here in town. So.
Thursday.
Oh, wow,
Awesome. Wednesday and Thursday.
What time?
The one we're going to is Wednesday, I believe, like 7 or 6:30. That's the very first show of the four. I don't know if he's going to record all four. But either way.
And
support a local boy.
The September 10th mic is at the Mirage Bar and Grill in Brookline.
That's cool.
Poster doesn't have a time.
Is that the show?
At some point.
Head to the Mirage.
Just head there.
And start drinking and don't stop until Adrian shows up.
Yeah, yeah.
All right. Thanks for coming, guys.
Yeah.
Thanks for having us. Wonderful.
Ep in the hole. Young guys. I feel weird. I mean, I'm not that old, I guess. But am I? I guess I am. I don't know. Getting closer to 40, I'll tell you that. I don't know what the oldest... I bet Adrian's the oldest of those three guys. Yeah, interesting. Anyway, glad to talk to him. Probably have them guys back as long as they keep showing up. You know what I mean? We didn't really get Johnny out of his shell much. I tried to talk to him a little bit about junkyard life. Junkyard life, something I can understand. Especially family-owned junkyard life. Old scrappers. I don't know. Interesting enough. But check those guys out on all the SockMed. That's right, SockMed, social media. Johnny Traficante, Adrian Ashmore, Zivon Vasquez. But today, in their honor, I guess, we have today's featured artist. The song, well, let's just say it. The featured artist is David Bowie. Now, he's a personal favorite of mine. I'm sure I've used him before as a featured artist. He's got tons of hits, and then tons of stuff that's even not a hit, but still a good hit. Anyway, off his 1975 album, the title track, Young Americans, David Bowie, in honor of these cats.
Just behind the bridge, he lays President Nixon. Do you remember the bills you have to pay? Or even yesterday? Have you been a hung American? Just you and your idol symbols, that's so loud.
Jesus.